Thanks for joining us. Here now is Darlene Sala with this week's encouraging words. Today's program is titled Success or Significance.
It's exciting to think how many people in the world are now thinking about their purpose for being on planet Earth since reading Rick Warren's book, The Purpose-Driven Life. The book has already set an all-time U.S. record for sales of a hardcover nonfiction book, and it's being read in probably every country of the world. Of course, because of the success of the book, you may be tired of even hearing the phrase purpose-driven. But I'd like to ask one question on the subject, and that is this. Are you pursuing success or significance? Many of us think that in order to be significant, we have to accomplish something great that makes us famous. So we give up. Actually, many famous people have never accomplished something significant. And conversely, some significant people are unknown outside the walls of their own home. Your goal in life should not be to pursue what the world says is valuable, but to strive to be what God says is valuable. Endeavor to take hold not of someone else's reason for being, but of God's purpose for you. Your job is to press toward the goal of God's purpose and to leave the rest to Him. Don't let anyone discourage you from pursuing God's purpose. In her book, Dear God, It's Me Again, Gail Ramsey reminds us of the Charlie Brown cartoon where Charlie Brown holds out his hands to Lucy and says, "Look at these hands. These hands may someday build big bridges. These hands might hit home runs. These hands could one day write important books or heal sick people or drive a rocket ship to Mars." Looking at Charlie Brown's hands, Lucy retorted, "They've got jelly on them." Lucy didn't see what he saw. She saw only the jelly. Like others who look at you, many will see just the jelly, but don't let that destroy the dream that God has put in your heart.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on the program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.